students, family, faculty, and staff, and supporters of the University of Idaho gathered in the Kibbe Dome this afternoon to honor the memory of four students who were murdered in the early morning hours of November 13th at a residence near the campus. Ethan Chapin, Zanna Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Goncalves were brutally stabbed to death by a fixed-blade knife, officials say. The killer has not been identified. Three of the victims' parents spoke to those gathered about the children they lost, including Stacy Chapin, Steve Goncalves, and Ben Mogan. Zanna Kernodle's family was unable to attend the vigil, but officials say a service is planned for her on Friday. Toward the end of the vigil, each victim's name was read and a bell tolled, followed by several seconds of silence for each of the slain students. A bright light was lit as each name was read until there were four lights reaching far up into the darkness. Since the murders, the university and law enforcement have increased campus security. The university contracted with an additional security company to increase the safety presence. They also have additional and visible Idaho State Police presence for the foreseeable future. Dean of Students Blaine Eccles told those gathered that it is okay to feel a variety of emotions.
What you are feeling is real. The sadness, confusion, the worry, and the anxiety. It's okay to have those feelings. I have them too. We all do. This is an incredibly painful time. And it's hard right now. Very hard. It's uncertain. But as I said, we will go through this together. Out of dark times, light can be found.
In addition to the Safe Walk program, whereby students and employees can call for a campus security escort any time of the day, 7 days a week, the university now has a Safe Ride program for the remainder of the semester. From 4 p.m. to 8 a.m., students and staff can call to request either a campus safety escort or a safe ride. I'm Mia Carlson reporting.